Okay, stop me if you've heard this one before. Tuesday is primary day here in North Carolina, and the ballots will list more than just the presidential candidates. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to talk about one of the down ballot races. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
And which race are we focusing on today?
Today, it's the candidates for U.S. Senate.
Okay, then let's start with incumbent Senator Richard Burr, and there are three Republicans vying to replace him, right?
That's correct. Burr is seeking his third term in the U.S. Senate, and he says this will likely be the last after serving more than 20 years in either the U.S. House or Senate. Burr is known as something of a policy wonk, and he serves as the chair of the powerful Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. His Republican primary challengers are Greg Brannon, an obstetrician who never served in public office but has been a conservative force in state politics, including a key proponent of the state's same-sex marriage ban, which has now been overturned. There is also Greensboro businessman Larry Holmquist, who's running on a defund Obamacare plan, and attorney Paul Wright, who ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2012.
And Senator Burr is the favorite going into Tuesday's primary.
That's correct, and the most well-funded of all of the candidates for Senate. But there haven't been a lot of polls on the North Carolina Senate primary race. What has been done shows Burr with a large double-digit lead over his closest rival, Greg Brannon. The other two candidates were only in single digits. This seems to be Burr's race to win or lose, Marshall, but think of this following scenario. Brannon is running as a Tea Party outsider in a year where the top two Republican candidates are outsider Donald Trump and Tea Partier Ted Cruz. And images of both men appear in Brannon's Why I'm Running video on his website. And his volunteers were handing out Brannon signs at the Trump rally in Concord this week. So Burr is the favorite. But there could be a surprise if Brannon can get those Trump and Cruz voters on his side. So this will be an interesting race to watch.
All right, well, let's move to the Democrats, where there are also four candidates vying to be the party's U.S. Senate nominee. Tell us more about that.
Well, indeed there are, but before we get to those names, which I'm betting some of our listeners are trying to think of right now, let's talk about who did not run. Early on in this election cycle, Senator Burr was rated as one of the most vulnerable Republican senators up for re-election, and the Democrats tried to get a number of higher-profile candidates to oppose him. This included former Senator Kay Hagan, State Treasurer Janet Cowell, and others, and they all passed. So this is a field of relatively unknown candidates. There's Deborah Ross, a former North Carolina state legislator and former head of the North Carolina chapter of the ACLU. Now, she's running with economic security as her main issue. Chris Ray is the mayor of Spring Lake, and that's a suburb outside of Fayetteville. He is a veteran. He's largely focused on jobs, health care access, and higher wages. Kevin Griffin is a Durham businessman who's running as an outsider and a job creator. And Ernest Reeves, another veteran, who's calling for an FDR-style public works program.
And so who's the favorite there?
Well, again, poll numbers are sparse in this race, but Deborah Ross seems to be the favorite. Her campaign is also the best funded for the Democrats. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which is the wing of the party trying to get Democrats elected to the Senate, endorsed Ross early in this primary season. And Marshall, that's really unusual that early. Chris Ray seems to be her main opponent. Now, normally, if a candidate, other than those running for president, of course, received less than 40% of the vote in a primary in North Carolina, there would be a runoff between the top two vote-getters. But this is no ordinary primary year. Part of the fallout in the court-ordered redrawing of the state's U.S. House districts is a law that eliminates runoffs this year only. So the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate could be decided with a very low percentage of votes. Ross is the presumed favorite, but it may be really anyone's race, it seems.